We are living in the last days of this earth. Almost 2,000 years since he came here. We are living in the last days of this earth. Almost 2,000 years since the one of virgin birth. Oh, won't you hear? Oh, won't you hear? He's coming near. He's coming near. Won't you hear? Won't you hear? He's coming near. He's coming near. When he comes to this earth, will he find faith? When he comes to this earth, will he find us waiting? When he comes to this earth, this one of virgin birth, will he find us faithful? Or will he find us asleep? When he comes to this earth, will he find us asleep? And will we from his arms leap as he brings judgment to the sheep? Will we find mercy, or will we sleep? Will we find mercy, or will we sleep? Let all of us who claim his name depart from iniquity and shame. Let all of us who claim his name depart from iniquity and shame. Of such he claims, of such he claims, who hold fast to his holy name. Of such he knows, of such he knows, the ones who depart from iniquity. The seal of God stands sure, having this seal, the foundation of our faith. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Oh, let us depart from iniquity. Will we be ready when he comes again? Will we be ready for the king to come? Or will we be like the foolish ones who didn't prepare to meet the king? He's coming near, he's coming near. Oh, son of man, another man, won't you lend an ear? He's coming near, he's coming near. Almost 2,000 years have passed since he left. He's coming near, he's coming near. Will we be ready when he comes again? Will we be ready and free from sin and shame? Will we be glorifying his name? Let us prepare the vessels now, so when he comes again, we can be welcomed then. Oh, when he comes again, let every man that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity and shame. Let us take to us his holy name and depart from iniquity and shame. Let us take to us his holy name and depart from iniquity and shame.